So whatever your vibration, your dominant vibration is, so everything that you see in your reality, like it, like, so I just said, I spoke it, that, you know, where do the people go who already feel good? I spoke it and went out in my newsletter in Roses. And immediately I got back a response saying Deepak Chopra and Oprah Winfrey are taking people through meditation just to feel good, feel better than where they're at. No healing, no woundedness, no clearing, no trauma. And so that tells you I'm already really shifting that belief, because look what's showing up in my reality. So if you're surrounded by wounded people, drama queens, people who always have things go wrong, the unlucky ones, the burdened ones, the struggling ones, that's your dominant vibration. So let's talk about an easier way to get. So if you want to work out and become buff or healthy or whatever the language would be, you want to become fit, right? You, if you're not fit, then I would say the 20 people closest in your reality are not fit either. Mm-hmm. If you want to become fit and stay fit for the rest of your life or for at least a decade, you're going to end up with new friends and new peer group that are fit. And then some of your old people might get fit with you. But basically, whatever you see around you is your belief system. So when I heard that about money, and some of you heard me say this, and it said, if you want to know your beliefs about money, look at the five people, you know, adults closest to you. And I thought, oh my God, I'm so screwed. It's just, you know, I was thinking, man, it should just be over. But instead, I thought, well, okay, this is going to be the long haul. I'm just going to hunker down and figure it's going to take a decade. But I'm going to overhaul all my beliefs. Now I have close friends of all different income levels. And my beliefs on money are entirely different. And I've changed them for the generation going forward, which is really cool. So again, you want to know what your dominant vibration is? Look around you. Hey, look, y'all are doing good. And so listen. So here's the other way I love this. This is from Ho'oponopono. So if you see a situation or a circumstance over and over and over, right? Different characters, different ways, but same dominant feeling plays, what's the one common denominator?
You.
Yep. And that's because as humans, we haven't yet learned to shift out of victim or scarcity consciousness into wholeness. But once you really are creating that belief, you'll be surrounded by healthier, happier people. I highly recommend it. It's very fun. Mm-hmm. Yes.
But Helen, can't you be the one that starts the new positiveness or whatever amongst your friends? Can't you be that person that is the enlightenment for other people, and they follow you in seeing what how you act and your positiveness through life and whatever? And then.
Well, so think about the way I said it, that the people around you would reflect your belief system. So yes, if everybody around you suddenly gets happier, kudos to you. You changed your belief system, right? So yes, it would influence others, and on that is the big disclaimer and warning that some friends will fall away. Not everybody's here to wake up. Not everybody's here to thrive. Not everybody's gonna have the same journey. So absolutely. Can you ever, you know, and there's so many different ways you've already heard this. It's your circle of influence. But you want to know how you're influencing people? Look at your circles closest to you. How are they responding to you? And I'll tell you a lot. Ooh, I saw some not good faces. Right? If your circle of influence, the people that, you know, most come into your orbit, are happy and thriving, that is your dominant frequency. But if they're coming to you with their woes and their pains and their sadness and their stories just not changing, you might want to really start poking around in your beliefs. Make sense? It's a weird thing when you realize it's just so not personal, it's just vibrational. I found that really difficult at first. Very difficult. All right, so, getting kind of close. Any other questions, comments?
Helen, I have a comment. You were talking earlier about limiting beliefs. I did some work with that as far as age and health. And one of the things I found early on is that so much of that is wrapped up in our language. You know, I found expressions people use all the time that really started saying, you know, age equals this, and I didn't want to think that, and I consciously tried to change my language. But you know, you can make yourself crazy doing that, to the extent, like, I remember buying some vitamins, and there were vitamins here that were for someone over 50, and I went, okay, should I buy those because they're healthier for me, or should I not buy those because I don't buy into that? You can really make yourself crazy doing that.
It is crazy making in the transition.
Yeah, but that's what I found is it's really, if you start looking at what people say and the language that we use, a lot of it is in there.
But that would be the first step. That would be consciousness. That would be paying attention to what you're aware of. That's really important. It's really hard to get further along than that. And then the next step would be actively working on your own beliefs in your own business. So much. But here's the thing that none of us like to hear. How much consistency and how much practice would that take in a culture such as ours? We don't honor the output. We don't have good beliefs about aging in this country. So unless you have a daily practice of a different way of believing and thinking, it would be very difficult to override mass consciousness in that. And then eventually, in your mind, your filters would be so strong on your belief system, you wouldn't even be able to think those thoughts
right. About
vitamins or movies or other people or what they're saying or what you're seeing, because you wouldn't have a filter that lets that in. So when you know, it depends on, I mean, there are people who don't believe vitamins are good for you. So their filters, they don't interact with vitamins. If there's a vitamin commercial on the TV, they're distracted with something else. You can only let into your consciousness that which you have some resonance with.
You know who Warren Buffett is? He's in his 80s now, and he's worth billions of dollars. And I heard that he drinks several Cokes a day, Cherry Cokes as well, and has ice cream for breakfast. So there is a guy who doesn't have our, you know, the normal society's thoughts about food and health. Because he's in his 80s and doing very well, but he doesn't have a diet that most people would say is healthy.
And he's probably never read or invested any time in creating the beliefs about diet and health. He's probably been too busy focused on
money.
And playing a bigger game in that parameter. But think of it, there are people who, let's use alcohol because that's high sugar content. There are people who drink a lot of alcohol and they're skinny. And there's people who drink alcohol and they're obese. Mm-hmm. There are people who eat fast food and they're skinny as a rail and unhealthy looking. And there are people who eat fast food and they're nicely padded. I mean, there's everything. There's no one set truth for all humans. There just isn't. Yes.
I just had an aha moment. My email, my inbox is filled with people trying to make me do the paleo diet and people trying to make me do some other diet and telling me all of the things that are wrong with me. And I have actually, right now I can show you, I have 1,200 emails that I've never opened and I have never deleted them, but they're talking about all that stuff and I never read them. But every time I see one, I'm like, oh yeah, crap, I really should do something about that because, yeah, I'm probably not doing
so
right.
So when you put that frequency out, you get another. But I would ask you this, why are you not deleting them?
I don't
know.
A
lot of stinky energy.
I don't know. But
give
maybe
me the phone, I'll take care of it.
What other thing was, you know, before I went to Mongolia and you worked on my back, all the people at work were telling me, because I was doing this for my 50th birthday, it was in the charity, the horse trek in Mongolia. Never mind the fact that I don't ride horses, but anyway. And so everyone at work was like, oh my God, have you had a bone density test? Are you out of your mind? You could get malaria, you could get all sorts of allergies over there, you could die. Do you have insurance? And I mean, it's a long flight to Mongolia, and I was thinking, crap, is this the dumbest thing I've ever done? And when I got to London, the person I was sharing a tent with was 65 years old. The average age of everybody was probably 50 and a little bit over. And I was like, oh, there is a parallel universe out there that says, you know, there is no problem.
Right.
And ever since that, I don't actually even remember what age I am. I just kind of go and do my thing, and I just.
Well, once you get really clear that there's not a diet to fix you because you're not broken, that's just a belief system. Your weight is only related to belief.
I think my biggest weight is the emails that I haven't deleted.
And eventually, you change your beliefs so drastically that people don't even speak that to you. Like, I haven't been to a doctor in 15 years. And so it used to be, you know, people would say, hey, teacher mammogram, yeah, hey, you know, whatever. Nobody says it to me now, which is really delightful because then I don't have to see their face and I say, oh, I haven't been to a doctor in 15 years. So once your belief is firm, nobody questions it. Right? You're talking about that. So again, so am I enlightening the people around me? Maybe not. They still don't go to the doctor. I just don't. And it's real funny, my kids, when they have to go for an antibiotic or something, they're so put out with me. Like, really? You couldn't fix this? I'm like, you waited too long, antibiotics. They're like, well, you don't take it. I'm like, well, I don't get sick. But your beliefs are always reflected to you. Guys, we have filters. We only let into our consciousness that which we can relate to. You're seeing, have you ever gone back and read a book? Or seen a movie, and you're like, I don't remember that in it. That's because your consciousness will let that part in. I have not yet tripped, but I was told not to step on this, sorry. So, good catch, but please delete the emails and bless them all. Say thank you. I'm not, I don't want to be on that hook. Thank you for caring about me. Go into gratitude. It's the one great vibrational cancel. You know, like if you have a thought, you say cancel. Mm-hmm. Well, you can do that really beautifully. Every email that you click to delete, say thank you for caring about me. Thank you for desiring health for me. Thank you for seeing me thin. Oh, I like that. Thank you for seeing me thin. Thank you for seeing me thin. Thank you for seeing me thin. Right? So gratitude is such a great vibration for letting the beliefs you don't want go and aligning to that which you do want. Mm.